Ali Maharačka Tvanga se zbog svog napretka u svjesnosti Krišne nije zanimao za takve stvari. Iako na izgled može biti zaokupljen materialističkim delatnostima, Bhakta veoma dobro zna svoj položaj. Nirbanda Krišna Sambande Yuktam Vairagyam Učete. Ako neko koristi sve materijalne stvari za služenje gospodina sa ljubavlju, utemeljen je u Yukta Vairagije, pravoj od svega materijalnog, učenosti i predanom služenju gospodina. Čaitanja Chandrodaya, Nataka 6.74. Šri Krišna Čaitanja Mahaprabhu je otpočeo ovaj pokret Vairagije vidje, zahvaljujući kojem se osoba oslobađa vezanosti za materijalno postojanje i zaokuplja predanim služenjem sa ljubavlju. Pokret predanog služenja u svjesnosti Krišne je jedini proces kojim možemo odbaciti naš lažni ponos u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveta Garada Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Therefore, I should now give up my attachment for things created by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I should engage in thought of the Lord and should thus surrender unto Him. This material creation, having been created by the external energy of the Lord, is like an imaginary town visualized on a hill or in a forest. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment for material things. But one must give up this attachment and surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In advanced Krishna consciousness, one does not perceive Maya's attractions in the way which a conditioned soul sees them. In the Chanakya Pandit, as an example, has given the shloka, when a materialist looks into the world, he sees all the women to be, either fit for his sense gratification or not fit. Like I was talking yesterday to some devotee who was overcome by material desires, and he told me how he would actually, when he goes into the world, look at different sense objects by saying, well, this is good for my happiness, and this is not so good for my happiness. This is how a materialist actually perceives the world around himself. Now, a dog will see the same woman in a different way. He will see, oh, here is a piece of walking meat, mesna. Totally different. And devotee, a transcendentalist, sees, well, he's not attached and also not repulsed. Neither of the two things. He has a different perception altogether. So this is explained in this verse here. Every conditioned soul has a natural attraction and attachment for material things. So the end result is to simply give up this attachment and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This point has been also explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the fourth verse, which we are studying today. And I would like to do, like always, read this verse with all of you in Sanskrit, and then we will hear the translation in both Verbsky and English. Nadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha, kamaye, mama, janmani, janmanishvare, bhavatat, bhaktir, ahaituki, tvayi.
O svemogući gospodine, pa, nemam nikakvih želja za nagomilavanjem bogatstva, niti čeznem za lepim ženama, ili mnoštvom sledbenika. Jedino što želim je da te čisto i predano služim život za životom.
Yes. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in flowery language. All I want, jivot after jivot, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service unto you. In this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays that he is able to execute pure devotional service without deviation. We can be deviated from devotional service. What is deviated, please? Krekalje. Skretskalje. Something like that. That means we can fall down from devotional service by these things which have been explained in this verse. Dhanam, riches. Janam means followers. Sundarim, very beautiful woman, or if we are in the body of a man, of a woman, then very attractive man. Kavitam, as they are described in flowery language. Srila Prabhupada explains deviation like this, that you actually develop a desire for your own profit. Like our devotees are very much confronted with this. At one stage of their life, almost everyone becomes lewd to marry. This is the experience in life, practical life. So that is actually a deviation from the principles of pure devotional service, if it is done with the idea to be profited by this. So sometimes this happens. And at this stage, this is really, maybe you can somehow, our technician, Bagdasalek, can. So when So let us a little bit understand actually what is bhakti, so that we hear the pure and proper standard for our lives, and then we will also like to tell the devotees some processes which have been given so that one can easily and quickly develop the pure standard of bhakti, which is the only means to bring us back home, back to Godhead. How would you define bhakti? This is really a question which I wanted to ask you since a long time. What do you think when you hear bhakti? We are called bhakti yogis, you might know. So what does this mean, bhakti? It's very difficult, isn't it? Bhakti is is an art. Please translate what you said into the sweet Yugoslavian language. Other definitions? Develop 26 qualities, he said. What does this mean? Praslites, yes. Praslites. What are they? Now I want to make a very important point. Bhaktivedanta said, he gave an answer. Bhakti is develop the 26 qualities. This is not an answer, because he doesn't know what the 26 qualities are. When we speak, we must speak realistically. But certainly the 26 qualities, like being tolerant, poetic, not eating more than necessary. It's a long list. It has to do with the qualities someone develops who has bhakti. So you get half a point, Bhakti Vladan. Our Mataji had some definition. Loving exchange between Krishna and the devotees. Yes, you have all given nice answers. The definition of bhakti is given in the Prabhavasita Sutra. That's the... I hope this is the right Sanskrit word. I'm not 100% sure. Paribhasita Sutra. This is the word. Of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where it is explained by Rupa Goswami, Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Kama Janarvita Anavritam Anukulyena Anukulyena Krishnanu Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. So and ya all other, no other desires. And ya vilashita shunyam. Shunya, you understand, this is a word used by the Buddhists also. Shunya means void. Nothing there. No other desire. Then to sluchpa to Krishna, free from, it has been said, jnana, that means intellectual speculation and the desire to become one with the Lord, and karma. I want to profit. what's in there for me? That's karma. In a favorable mood, that means in a loving mood, that is described to be our the process of bhakti. Mm-hmm. Mm. So in particular, Mahaprabhu wants to be free from three things. The attachment to material wealth, Nadanam najanam. Janam means follow us. Mm. Mm. Many, many followers. He doesn't want like disciples are followers and so on. Nadanam najanam nasundarim. Sundarim means beautiful women. He doesn't want this. So free from this he wants to be. So you will understand bhakti has a very interesting quality. Whoever is a bhakta is not thinking that he is a bhakta. He will feel himself as someone devoid or without bhakti. The other thing which makes bhakti very special is that you always want more of it. In the material life, Zala, this thing is just finished. It doesn't work. You have to take it out. Yes. Now it's clear. So, in this material world, it is like this. When you are hungry and then get some food, your hunger stops. Hunger and food extinguished by each other. Bhakti, however, is becoming greater as you engage in devotional service. Once Narada said to Krishna, I want a blessing from you. And Krishna said, yes, what is it that you want? Narada Muni said, may no one ever be satisfied with love and devotion to you. It's like this, he wanted to make sure that no one practices Krishna consciousness or bhakti for some time and then says, well, I now know enough, or I now have enough develop my bhakti. So he wanted to make sure that this doesn't happen, that it doesn't happen like if you eat, for instance, pizza. After some time, you say, Huala lepa, I had enough. stop now. He wanted to make sure that this doesn't happen. But Krishna, he was chastising him. He said, what is this? What question are you asking, Narada Muni? This is not... everyone knows that my mercy and love and devotion to me are inexhaustible. This is so strong. This love to Krishna becomes so strong. It is described... When Rupa Goswami would breathe, he was so much in love with Krishna that his breath was so hard, so hot, it put fire to dry leaves. A very unusual symptom. So So Krishna asked, what boon are you asking? Everyone knows that this is an ocean. It is so deep, this ecstasy of bhakti. Bhakti, as we have already described, is free from motives of karma and jnana, and it's done in a loving mood. A very nice example of such kind of bhakti is given by Prahlad Maharaj, who was asked by Lord Nrsimhadev, please Prahlad, you can have everything from me which you want. Do you know what Prahlad Maharaj said? He didn't say, oh Lord, give me a messy dispense, palazzo, but he said, I've written it down, because I come from an atheistic family, my nature is that I'm attached to material enjoyment. Therefore, please don't ask such things from me. Don't lead me into temptation. I'm very afraid of material life, and I want to be liberated from materialistic jivat. That's why I have searched. That's why I've come to you. I have not come to you because I want something, something out of my own. This tells you, nadanam, no wealth, nothing I want. Because this is all a product of the mode of ignorance which covers the eternal soul. Srila Rupa Goswami says, how can you ever experience that unending ocean, so to say, of bhakti, as long as you have that witch in the heart? You know witch? duh. Not duh on a duh, but duh. Duh on a douche, it's a, this word is about a duh. I have received a letter from Bhakta Vladan of where he described a duh in the Beogradsky temple. Yeah, it was very interesting letter. As long as that is there, the ghost of material desires for enjoyment and liberation, becoming one, like jnana, you cannot make any advancement. See, when a duh is in your body, a ghost, you can eat and eat and eat, but the ghost takes all the energy and you remain weak like that. That is seen. So in the same way, you can do so many things in bhakti, the material desires for both moksha, liberation, and karma, that means material desires, will eat up all your progress. We have seen sometimes devotees are there for quite a long time in the movement, but they are not getting qualified for initiation or anything like this, because the material desires in their hearts eat up all the progress which they do. Or even if they are initiated, nothing happens, no transformation in their heart happens. That's why our Rupa Goswami, he puts this question, as long as there are desires for material profit and liberation, there can be no bhakti in the heart. It is simply not coming. Now, we will touch upon an interesting point in our philosophy, which is not very often discussed. We will talk now about differently motivated devotees this is a discussion which has been made in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different grades of motivations. Devotional service, who is executed by someone who is envious, proud, violent, angry, and has a the mentality of a separatist, is devotional service in the mode of ignorance. You know, if you see a devotee, how he's angry, envious, arrogant, and so on, you know, his devotional service is in the mode of ignorance. There is an example given of a king who once came to the altar and offered 108 roses. But these roses had leaves from rubies and I do not know what it's in English, I'm sorry, Stängel, they say in Germany. What is this called? Steel. Stem. A stem from gold. 108 roses. They must have been, you know, a million Nemechka marka. This from rubies. So he put those before the altar. Then a simple brahmana came and he had a little plate with tulasi leaves. And he put it also on top of the roses. Now the king became so angry because he thought this brahmana wants to show that by his offering of tulasi flowers he has given more than my roses. Because, see, everyone knows that in one tulasi leaf all the holy places are present. There's nothing like tulasi. No bilka. Not even from rubies and gold. It's like tulasi. So the brahmana thought... The brahmana thought completely different. He thought, it's so nice that the king has given such a valuable offering. My God, what he has done. So nice. Moi Krishna, moi drogi godaspadin, Sri Krishna. But the king, because he was such a glupost king, he had this idea. He wants to show that he is better. And he became so angry. He said, this is too much. I'm the king and you dare to do this. Now I will show you that I will reach Krishna's lotus feet before you. And he made a huge fire in his palace and wanted to jump into the fire. So the brahmana came to him and said, Moi dragi kralch, ich winite. I did not mean to offend you. I'm so poor, I can't offer any roses gold and rubies. I can only go and pick some tulasi leaves. That's all I can do. So you have often it so happens that a devotee gets very angry and envious. That means he has lost totally the spiritual vision. Why become like this if Krishna sees your service and accepts whatever little service you do, even if you can only cut an apple for Krishna? That is all right, if that is where your granitsas are, your borders are. Try to cut at least 5 apples for Krishna. But, you know, This is in the mode of ignorance. One doesn't know of the transcendental nature. There is also, of course, we hear of the example of he who is in the mode of passion. He worships Krishna to get material enjoyment, fame, riches, and so on and so forth. He goes on Sankirtan to become number one. Krishna Das has distributed 5,000 books in this week. Everyone looks at Krishna Das. Oh, bro, oh, bro, Krishna Das. So this is called the mode of passion. The scriptures say that Dhruva Maharaj was starting to worship Krishna in this mode of passion because what did he want? Yes. Well, not so much. When he was older, he didn't want to sit in the lap of his father. But in the beginning, he wanted to see. He wanted to sit in the lap's father's lap, not just to play around and fool around. He wanted to be like the king, king's son. He wanted to be accepted like this. But your answer is good, Sudarshan. I'm surprised. So Dhruva Maharaj is an example. He wanted something, a very big kingdom he wanted, bigger than his grandfather Swayambhu Vamanu, bigger than him. Later, of course, that went away. So the real devotional service which a devotee once is called a service which is in the mode of goodness, akarma sarva karma va. That means he has no desire for the result of his activities, to enjoy them. But even there is a little contamination. I said real devotional service, but that's not true. There is the contamination of someone who is in the mode of goodness is here that he wants to be free from the mistakes which are there in fruitive activities. In other words, he wants to enjoy the effect of the mode of goodness, which is described to be activities where you do not want the result. You're not attached to the result of your activities. This is a very interesting point. So one thinks, oh, when I become advanced, then I'm free from Maya. That is what the mode of goodness devotee wants. So let me become advanced, I want to be free of Maya. It's not wrong. I mean, somewhere we have to start. It's the best starting point. But this is still not the transcendental stage, which, of course, is not so easy for us to attain. So Lord Kapila Dev has also explained to us that pure devotional service has the following qualities. Your mind goes immediately to hearing the transcendental names and the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, your mind just run, it just goes immediately. I mean, sorry, but I have to wake you up. So Prabhudice, this is only a trick for Prabhudice. So immediately the mind goes to the Supreme Lord. When you just hear his holy name, this is pure devotional service. and you want to, you always remember Krishna. You don't see anything than Krishna before you. I mean, I know I speak of a very high standard, but we need to know sometimes what is the goal, isn't it? So that we know where we are and what we have still to go for. It is described just like the Ganga goes automatically to into the ocean. It flows into the ocean. Flow. Without interruption. I mean, there is not a part. For instance, the Ganga flows here and then comes the desert and the Ganga starts at the end of the desert again. Let's try it again. No, it's going. So in the same way, devotional service, your mind goes always to Krishna, uninterrupted. Wouldn't that be nice? What do you think, Bhaktavarana? That was very good. That would be very nice. Yes. Now I want to see when you have when you have developed this stage of Krishna consciousness, then you do not have to suffer any longer in this material life. Now to say this means I'm speaking in the mode of goodness. Because I'm saying then you will be free from misery. But see, we have to preach somewhere on some level where we can still understand the subject matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed to Sanatan Goswami Diksha Kohe Bhakta Kore, that a devotee who takes his Diksha, his initiation, he is qualified to reach this stage. He doesn't have to go back to birth and death. Initiation, however, and I want to say this because everyone thinks so much of the subject matter, is when you have accepted the instructions of your spiritual master in your sritze. That's a real initiation. That's what we really want. It's not a ritual, an external ritual. Someone who has come to this stage in Krishna consciousness, he has to see no more birth and no more death. In the Padma Purana, it says, Nakarma Bhandanam Janma Vaishnavanam Chavityate. The Vaishnava, or the devotee, has no more bondage of the law of karma. He's free. This is not often explained in our classes because even the Lord hides this. He doesn't say it very loudly because he doesn't want his devotee to become puffed up so that he thinks, well, I can do what I want. No more karma for me. I have diksha. I have initiation. No. The devotee, therefore, really doesn't want so much Krishna. Now comes another surprise. Today is the day of surprises. A devotee doesn't want Krishna. What? Devotee doesn't want Krishna? How can I understand this sentence? The devotee wants bhakti. That is love to Krishna. Because only by love to Krishna, he can get Krishna. What do you think, Marco? This is an interesting point, isn't it? We don't want, the devotee doesn't want, I want to see Krishna, I want to see Krishna behind some bush in Vrindavan. You know, I'm standing there. When is he coming? Moi dragi gospodin. No, he knows. I first must have bhakti, love to Krishna. Then I can see. Therefore, the devotee wants to hear bhakti first. So, yes. Now, what should we as aspiring as young devotees do with such a class? This is a question. Because I think everyone, after having heard this high standard which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, Nadanam najanam nasundarin kavitam ma jagadisha kamai, if he hears this pure bhakti, he becomes hopeless. What is the hope for me? What is my Uma is so much full with impressions from many thousands of years, where I have always tried to find the things for my enjoyment and run away from the things which are unpleasant for me. What is the chance for me? Is there a chance for me? Maybe I have to go home to my cantata. I just give this up. You know, this is impossible to do. No! There is chance for everyone. I want to read to you a very endearing passage from our scriptures. Anyakami. Krishna says, a devotee may desire so many things which have nothing to do with the service to Krishna. Yadi kare Krishna bhajan. But if he is engaged in the slujpa of Sri Krishna, na magiteha Krishna tara dena svacharan, then Krishna gives him shelter at his lotus feet, even if he doesn't want it. Like, this is, see, this is so mysterious almost. Bhakti is on a very high level, but even if you just engage in it, by good fortune, you are here. You're all here by the milost. We, I can include myself 100%, are all here by this mercy. If we now learn to just do one thing only, that is service, service, service. And also Bhakta Brahma has told me he believes that there are two Mahamantras. Bhakta Brahma. Very good belief. First is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Second Mahamantra is just go on. Keep on going. How do you say this in you? Samanastave. Samanastave. Yes? Samanastave. Very nice. Is it like, please say again? Samanastave. Yes. So, one can say these are two Mahamantras. First is Krishna, give me your slujpa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then, samanastave, just go on. Because even if you are not qualified, Krishna will drag you. Sometimes you don't want to go, you are like a Magarats. Krishna, he says, Ama bhaje, he engages in my service, Mage vishay sukha, but he wants material sense gratification. Amrita chadi visha mage, such a devotee is like a man who wants to drink poison and not nectar. A badamurka, such a butalats. Butalats, huh? Yes. Ami vigya, but I'm experienced. I know. Krishna says, I know. Mm-hmm. to the stage where he will forget his material desires. Kama logi Krishna bhaje. When someone engages in the service of the Lord, to get sense gratification, then Paya Krishna Ras, the end result will be that he becomes a taste to serve Krishna really. Kami Chadi Dasa Hoite Hoya Abhilase. Then he gives up all material desires and only wants to become an eternal servant of Krishna. Now therefore I want to say something now. This is very serious. If this is now the warning. It's not too late to leave now. You can still leave. If you do not want Krishna, you can still leave. But if you go on for some more time, then you will only want Krishna. Before initiation, someone should make this point. He should not go and sit on the fire if he is of initiation, if he is not ready to accept this principle that one day he will be free of material desires. If he says, well, I always want my material desires, then this is not the correct procedure. This has been expressed by Srila Rupa Goswami. He says, I want to give you a warning. Rupa Goswami said, if you want to be attached to material society, friendship, and Luba, don't go to Krishna. Because if you go to Krishna, you lose it all, these attachments. I want to give you a warning. Rupa Goswami has given such warning. This is what happens to someone who just... what was it? Samavastave. Samanastave. Who just goes on. But now I've expressed it in a very funny way. Of course this means is a sign of the glorious of Krishna consciousness. That even someone who is not so qualified, he will, by the mercy of Krishna, attain these qualifications. Do you follow? By the mercy of Krishna, the dirty things will be taken away from his heart. Devotional service sometimes is like a volcano. You're in the volcano, it becomes very hot. And then it goes like... And then first, in the first stage, all stone come flying out. Boom, 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 boom. So this is what happens when a young devotee is in the process of purification. All kinds of dirt comes out. Bloom, bloom, and he's a Maya. He doesn't want to do slujpa. He wants to only go to Maika and Tata and the discotheca. The mind, you know, it's a process of purification. It's getting very hot inside for the material desires. And finally they just boom, 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 come flying around in the mind. And one becomes very... sometimes devotee becomes depressed. Especially, I have experienced Matajis become depressed, young Matajis. They don't know what's happening in their mind. It's good. The volcano of purification is going on. And you see all kinds of crazy things flying through your Uma. That's all right. Just Samanavastave. Please write it down for me. I really want to learn this Mahamantra. Yes, once I have seen it and written, I can remember it. Yeah. This is some. Another thing is, if you really see that the desires for material life just come up, it is described, there is one medicine. You have to hear your spiritual master chanting attentively Hare Krishna. That is described actually in the scripture. And that brings us to a point which one of our Matajis was asking. it helps to hear a pure devotee chant on the tape. We were speaking about this point earlier. I don't want to repeat what has been already said. Because if you hear the kirtan or the chanting in a very intense way, you will see how the qualities which are necessary for your chanting will appear in your heart. Does anyone remember these qualities? Yesterday we talked about them. You might remember. No, you don't remember just now? Trinada Pisunichena. More humbler than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, and ready to offer respect to others without wanting to have respect for one's self. So we have this happens when we hear the proper, the chanting, the intense chanting of the holy name. That's also so nice when we go on these preaching tours. I always think the one who is most benefited by these preaching tours is myself, because I hear so much chanting. Then it is so nice. Can make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. This is a very nice point. So you can just, when you have problems in your heart, it comes because you cannot chant properly, and therefore there is a oblak, the cloud of material desires on your svitsa. So therefore hear properly the chanting of the holy name. Come to the temple and really hear. When you chant, sometimes we see the modern devotee of today chants not so intense. You chant, if you want to have a nice kirtan, you must practice to hear. Let the sun shine in your darkened heart, in your heart where the cloud is there. That means let the holy name in. First hear. And you will see, it develops. You will develop your Krishna consciousness. Good, Hare Krishna. There are many more things I could say here, but I feel that the lecture is finished. Thank you very much. I know that you are a little tired, and I want to really thank you that you came in such good numbers to hear our seminar. We will have only two more days to go. This evening we will have one class, and tomorrow morning we have one class, and then I think on Monday we travel Monday morning also, and then we travel to Sranjanin, isn't it? And then from there to Zagat. So three more classes. We are now at Shloka 4. We have finished Shloka 4. Now we can finish three more Shlokas, 5, 6, and 7. And the 8th I can also do in one, because it is very advanced subject. And you can't see these verses get higher and higher and higher. You might notice it goes to more, deeper and deeper into the ocean of bhakti. So tomorrow we will have a very nice thing also. Tomorrow is a very nice session. All these very nice, actually. Good, let us end here. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Vindhyavali. Please speak glassed so that everyone hears you. very long question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please go on. Samavastavi. Yes. Good example. He came and he only wanted a material result. His idea was, I will meet Krishna in the forest. My mother has told me that he will be able to give me a kingdom. I'm only interested in that. When it's very interesting, Vindhyavali, when Narada Muni came to Dhruva Maharaj, he said, don't do this, don't worship because of material desires. And Dhruva said, stop talking like this to me. I'm a Kshatriya. Don't you understand? I want material things. Don't talk like this to me. If you can't, I'm not interested in this. This is for the ascetics, for the renunciate. Go, please. If you tell me how I get Krishna so that I can ask him for my kingdom. A very interesting point. He was not interested to hear how to become free from material desires. He wanted the kingdom. So, but see, at the end, what happened? Then Krishna appeared to him, and then he said, you wanted to ask something for me? And he said, no, I'm sorry. I was such a fool. Now I have seen you. What can I ask now? I mean, there is no material things I want now. So then what did Krishna do, Vindhyavali? He said, okay, no kingdom for you. No, he said, please take the kingdom, but take it in service to me. Same thing is true is Sudama Vipra, the Brahmana. His wife wanted him to go to Krishna and ask Krishna for some material opulence because they were very poor. So Sudama Vipra, he is actually a different case. He didn't ask Krishna. He said, no, I don't ask Krishna. But Krishna nevertheless gave him things. So Krishna will also give you good results. Even if he sees you are full of, you are still not on the level of unalloyed devotional service, he will give you. Like, for instance, he lets you distribute many car tickets for a concert, although maybe on that day you were not in the best consciousness, Krishna. Sometimes it happens that you're. That you are not in such a good consciousness and you still distribute sometimes good books. Have you seen this, Iveshvara? Isn't it? It is mystical. Sometimes it really happens that you are not at all in a good consciousness and wonderful things happen. Like, for instance, in the Prishtini concert, our Nityananda Grupa. Not all of the members of Nityananda Grupa were in the highest state of Krishna consciousness, but it was maybe our best program in the tour. Maybe. It's very difficult to say what is our best program. Maybe yesterday in Beograd was the best, although 50% were not so interested to hear all of the music, but maybe there was one who decided to become a devotee. We can't really say what is the best program. So See, but this is now, this is a very good question Vindhyavali has asked. Why is Krishna doing it? Isn't it? If he says, here, I take away the material desires, will I not become more attached, you know, when I'm so attached and Krishna gives the result? No, the wonderful thing is, if you do some service for Krishna, Krishna, you somehow get the idea. At one stage in your life, oh, it's really only Krishna who does this. In my own life, in Krishna consciousness, I'm seeing this more and more. It's really only Krishna who is doing it. I have nothing to do with anything I'm doing. This is really, I'm not speaking a false lash. It is coming. It is coming. More and more, I don't say I'm a pure devotee, but you know, there is a transformation in this ritza. So, Krishna gives the result, and simultaneously, at the same time, he gives a possibility for remembering Krishna more and more. You might have seen in your own life when you have done your service, you become somehow after such tour. For instance, Vindhyavali service is doing making one of her services making these taking selling these tickets. One becomes a little bit more Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Just a little bit happens, isn't it? Little bit. So, Krishna simultaneously gives us this detachment. Simultaneously. But we must, the condition is that we really must try to do our sluchpa. We really must try it. Really must. If you take one thing out of this lesson, then it should be samo nastavi. Yes, samo nastavi. I said this. Samo nastavi. In principle, no. Naranam na janam na sundari. Let me not desire these material things. They are not good for bhakti. And I want really bhakti. This is really what I want. It may be a long it may take some time. So to reach that bhakti is to chant properly with in the kirtan, have it sometimes in the association of your guru, and that helps very, very much. And then also concentrate on your service. So that Krishna, you give Krishna a chance to take away the thing. Don't be lazy and don't have strach to go on Sankirtan. That's the best way and the fastest way to become free of material desires. If you go distribute some knigor. Even Madhavendra Puri in a few hours yesterday did 20 books and he doesn't even speak the sweet Yugoslavian language. So, yes, this was a very nice question, Vidyavali. Thank you very much. It was a very important question. Anyone else? Yama Hodari? Successful. Mm-hmm. I think you want to know the standard of like a more internal, what happens inside, what is the information we get here. Mm-hmm. Please say, translate. there is a very simple definition given what happens inside as you go on from Shraddha, that is faith in Krishna consciousness, to Bhajana Kriya and to Anatta Nivritti, and finally the higher stages like steadiness in devotional service. When a devotee starts, he will be attached to results. That is natural. But not so much of Krishna, to Krishna. But when he makes more advancement, what happens internally is that the attachment to Krishna will become stronger. That is, what is attachment to Krishna? You think of Krishna and you really begin to enjoy the chanting of the holy name as a glorification of Krishna. You can understand it with a simple example. When the sun rises in the early morning, the proportion of darkness is much more than the proportion of brightness. But as the sun climbs up over the horizon, the darkness will dwindle more and more as the sunshine spreads more and more. So darkness here can be compared with the external, with the attachments to the result, the external results of your service, like everyone, and they do not stop even after 10 minutes. Then, but just to give one example, I mean that. It's not just, I hope you understand this means that you are not after your honor. It is something which doesn't have to do with just one service, the one which Mahurari Mataji does, the singing for Krishna. We all are in the same boat. In the first, you are more attached to the external things like success. But as you advance, the result will be you will shift that same attachment to Krishna and will become stronger. Stronger and stronger. It will flow to Krishna. Your activities will be jatarati, born out of love, whereas in the beginning they are ajatarati, they are not born out of love, but out of attachment to the result. Sometimes in the beginning. So this is what what we should look for, each one of us. How much am I really developing my attachment to Krishna? And we should work on that a whole lifetime. And how do you develop attachment to Krishna? You must hear more about Krishna. Isn't it? If we would speak very much, I know I could speak to you in such a way that you want to go to Braj Mandal Parikram. This is one of my greatest attachment, spiritual attachment, to go around Vrindavan. It is so good. Everything is in this activity. And I know I could speak in such a way that every one of you wants to also do that, because you hear, if you hear what's going on there, whew, so good, you want to do it. This is how attachment is born, isn't it? Like, or you hear of a certain, even in the material world, you hear of a certain sport, or of a certain music, and you hear it, the attachment becomes stronger. Someone who just reads as an intellectual gymnastics, he just he is not so much interested to put this into his own life. You know, intellectual reading is not like this. You just could, but the real reading is you want to really know for your life. I want to give an example. One devotee this morning gave an answer, 26 qualities. If he would have to lie, the real thing is he must, and when I asked him, what are these? See, he didn't really read these 26 qualities in order to develop them himself. Otherwise, he would know at least a few. You follow? So this is more intellectual exercise. Or I have to read because I'm hearing this from the. No. We must know what is for me. What is the information for me? It's just like if you read a map. Say we want to drive on Monday to Srenjanin, and someone gives a map to Bhakta Uwe. Bhakta Uwe is a driver. So Uwe just, oh, it's an interesting map. Mm-hmm. Yes, Srenjanin is also there. And so is Subotica. And Banja Luku, or, you know, Banja something, is also there. So on, how interesting. But, you know, if he reads the idea, I want to go to Srenjanin, I must know which town is right after Beograd, and then I must know what comes afterwards, and then I must know Desna and Levo and all these things. So this is how we must read the books. I want to know, this I should do, that also, that, oh, very helpful, I didn't know this, that I, this way we should read. This is different. Good. I think we have ended our class and attention span, and want to end here. Another thing is we will have a Sankirtan today, chanting in the Remsky-Khailovsky Street, please come in good Krishna consciousness. Maybe you have to chant first your rounds and eat and sleep a little bit more. So, Hare Krishna.